Munodawa foretold Parliament's Transport and Infrastructure Portfolio Committee $30 million will settle the Parastatals international debt, allowing the struggling airline space to relaunch suspended flights to London and other areas.
What we need is a basic amount to inject into Air Zimbabwe for us to have full-fledged international operations is to pay the $32 million we owe to external debtors. But in addition to the $32 million, we would then need working capital so that initially they have something to operate on in terms of their fuel.
How much working capital?
About 20 or so million, so the MD says.
Munodawafa said the airline, which is settled with a $188 million debt, resumed local and regional operations after receiving $8.5 million from Treasury last year. Munodawafa said most of the money was used to pay debts in South Africa. He said the debt is stalling efforts by the national airline to secure a strategic partner. The debt has increased to $188 million from $140 million in the last 12 months.
We have a huge debt overhang, and anyone you talk to and they know you owe $188 million. There are two problems that arise. Firstly, the question is, well, how do you want to handle the debt? And obviously, we would want to get money and pay the debt. But when you then look at the size of Air Zimbabwe and the value of Air Zimbabwe now, and you look at $188 million, even if you were to get a strategic partner, it's a bit difficult for you to be able to settle that debt.
He said a new Air Zimbabwe board will be announced next week and will be expected to implement recommendations by a private consultant, including the need to rebrand and market the airline extensively. Munodawafa said most of Air Zimbabwe's fleet is grounded and some require servicing before they can resume operations, adding one of the two A320 Airbus aircraft currently in South Africa for service is expected back in the air in 4 weeks. The airline is paying $500,000 monthly for leasing the two A320 Airbus aircraft. Munodawafa said Air Zimbabwe is also not yet fully operational locally, with just 4 flights weekly between Harare, Bulawayo and Victoria Falls. Acting Chief Executive Officer Innocent Mavunga explained to the committee that current Air Zimbabwe operations are not viable, especially using big planes, which on most occasions fly half empty.
It will not be viable as long as we continue to utilize equipment which does not meet the needs of the market. Here we are talking of a 737, it's a 100-seater. The average load factor we carry to from Lawa and Victoria Falls is around 50-40. On a good day, that is on the weekends towards the end of the month, that's when we get about 70-79-80. So we really need smaller regional jets.
Other challenges facing Air Zimbabwe include a mismatch between the airline's fleet and staff complement. Old fleets, the committee was told, are too expensive to maintain. Travel warnings that have been issued against Zimbabwe have also brought down the number of people visiting Zimbabwe. Munodawafa said, despite the challenges, Air Zimbabwe will be able to satisfy all travel needs for the United Nations World Tourism General Assembly meeting due to be held in Victoria Falls and Livingstone in August. Committee Chairman Blessing Chebundo said his committee is worried the national airline continues to fail despite assurances by Transport Minister Nicholas Goche that it would be fully operational regionally by the end of December 2012. Goche, in a report to the committee last year, said Air Zimbabwe would resume fully fledged operations internationally by mid this year. But committee members doubt Goche, citing the airline is still struggling in the absence of a clear strategy to revive the company. Committee members are concerned by political interference in the operations of the airline, saying this continues to affect its ability to run efficiently. Other committee members said the airline's management is incompetent and must be removed. But Munodawafa and Mavunga differed, putting the blame squarely on policymakers.
If you look down South Africa, in the last month, 2 months, they got $550 million.
Just
in the last 10 years, they received $16.8 billion. Because it's not an issue of management alone. It's an issue also to do with the policymaker in terms of recapitalizing the business. If we go for 23 years, 26 years with an aircraft which becomes a ramshackle, then is that management?
Air Zimbabwe suspended operations early last year due to financial difficulties and has been trying to get its planes back in the air as competition from competitors increases. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.